Hello and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. We're glad you've joined us on this 6th day of August, 2015. I'm your teacher, Josh, and we're starting a brand new entertainment lesson today. So hopefully you have your August magazines open and in front of you. Turn to pages 14 and 15. And we are going to talk about a musician I am sure many in our audience are familiar with, but who's doing some new things with his time and collaborating with some very interesting people around the world. His name is Yo-Yo Ma. He is the world's most famous cellist, and he has been famous for quite a long time. If you didn't know much about his background, we're going to get into a little bit of that today. But we're going to talk about some exciting collaborations that he is having on the Silk Road. And I'm joined in the studio today first by Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Josh, and hi, listeners.
Pam, are you a classical music fan?
I am. I was a music major in school. So, of course, we had to go to our share of concerts, and I enjoy some classical music more than others, but I'm definitely a fan of Yo-Yo Ma.
Well, great. We're glad you're with us today. I have Steve here in the advanced class. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Josh. Hi, everybody. Great to be here.
Thanks for coming. Steve, have you listened to any Yo-Yo Ma in your musical history?
I probably have not purposely listened to Yo-Yo Ma, but if I'm at a coffee shop and they're playing classical music, some cello music, I will enjoy it and appreciate it, but I probably won't go home and put on a cello CD.
Well, maybe that'll change after today's program, Steve, because we're going to listen to some Yo-Yo Ma.
Yeah, maybe my mind will change.
Our resident classical music lover, Doris Brome, Peng Menghui, has picked some of her favorite Yo-Yo Ma selections, and we're going to listen to a few of those kind of sprinkled in the program today and tomorrow, because unfortunately, he's not here with us in the studio.
But he's here in spirit.
That's right. But we do have a special guest with us. We couldn't bring Yo-Yo Ma. Instead, we have Bill Quinn. Welcome back, Bill.
Wow. Really, if you can't have Yo-Yo Ma, Bill Quinn is number two. Plan B, we might say, right?
Bill, it's been a while since you've joined us in the advanced class. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, it has been a while. I was on the program back in February and with Brandon and Catherine at that time.
Did you say something wrong?
And they haven't called me back. But actually, I heard that you were doing a program on Yo-Yo Ma, and I thought, I have got to be there because I did have an opportunity to see Yo-Yo Ma here in Taipei about 7 or 8 years ago.
At a coffee shop? No, you mean you heard
him? Yeah, we had lunch. Yo-Yo and I had lunch. Actually, I went to his concert at the National Music Hall, and it was very interesting. It was just him sitting on the stage, and the music hall is beautiful. And he was just sitting there. Essentially, they had like this folding chair, and he just sat on this folding chair. The stage was barren.
Wow.
It was just him, the chair, and his cello, and he entertained everybody for 2 hours.
Wow. No collaboration that night.
No. He did not bring the Silk Road group.
No, it was just him. And at first, you're thinking, all right, what's going on here? Where's the rest of the orchestra? But he didn't need them.
So, Bill, yeah. I'm curious how a man and an instrument can entertain a group of people for an hour and a half, 2 hours. Was it really entertaining?
It was entertaining. And, his legend precedes him. Of course, everybody is excited, and he comes out. And he also is a very engaging personality. He's very friendly and engaging, and so he has this banter with the audience throughout his concert, and so he will tell a little story between the songs that he is playing, and he'll give a little lead in, then he'll start playing, and it's hypnotic is the word I would say. It's so unique that there's one guy playing a cello, and how can he captivate an audience for 2 hours? But it's just a magical thing to have this one instrument playing, and he'll play a song for 8 or 10 minutes, and it's just like we're almost in a trance because we're being sent away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he is, as I said, the foremost recognized classical musician in the world, and he's in his 60s now. But Pam, he has been a famous musician for many, many years.
Yes, you and I both found a lot of great information about him. Josh, he is a musical prodigy. He's a genius. He has been, since he was a very young boy, performing publicly. In my notes, I found that he performed a recital in Paris at the age of 6.
Wow.
You found that he performed at the age of 5?
In front of American presidents Eisenhower and Kennedy. Just an incredible childhood. Wow. And then Juilliard and Harvard. And
Juilliard at the age of 9.
Wow. I feel like such an underachiever.
You're a late bloomer, John.
Yeah, very late. Still waiting to bloom. So, I mean, he is just a legend, right? Like you said, Bill. And it's almost incredible the life he's led. He's been the ambassador for the UN, and he's played at every major benefit and fundraiser and for every president.
It's phenomenal, actually, his staying power. Because normally musicians will be popular for, you know, a short period of time and then come and go and somebody else comes along. He's been popular for decades. And the thing I'm wondering about, though, is what his diet is, because he still looks like he's 30 years old. He must be drinking special water or something.
He does look incredibly young. I couldn't believe he's already in his early 60s. Well, as I mentioned, we're on pages 14 and 15. And I mentioned it, I teased it at the opening, Steve, but what are we talking about here with a block party?
A block party is just a big party. A lot of people are having fun. The name comes from when people are in the city, they'll cut off the streets so there no cars would be allowed to drive on the streets, and then they'd bring the party out onto the streets, and a whole city block would just party.
Yeah, a big potluck,
food,
right?
Dancing, songs, live music.
Kind of challenging to have one here in Taipei, but we might have one in a park, maybe.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, sometimes I think of the weddings sometimes you'll see outside. What do they call them? Bye-bye or bow-bow or something like that?
Okay,
they call
them
these outdoor
weddings.
Outdoor parties. So we'll block off a street and they'll have all these tables set out with a celebration outside.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Have you had a block party there in Tennessee, Pam?
I don't think I have ever attended a block party. I've certainly seen them. I've been aware of them. It's a great way to get to spend time with your neighbors. We're still, in the States, we're sometimes kind of cut off in the neighborhoods. You spend a lot of time inside your house, maybe, or in your backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a block party is a great way to really get to visit, sit down, and talk with your neighbors.
I agree. I remember going to a block party at my brother's house in Oregon. The street was blocked off, and all the neighbors rolled out their barbecues onto the street, and everyone was cooking meat and brought the guitars out and sang. And, yeah, as you said, Pam, we're getting to know neighbors that normally you just pass by every day. It's a great way to meet them.
Well, Yo-Yo Ma's having fun with some really interesting friends, some like-minded friends we're going to talk about today. Well, let's get started with our first reading for today. Yo-Yo Ma, let the global block parties continue. Yo-Yo Ma has long been one of the most recognizable classical musicians on the planet and one of today's most committed spokesmen for the essential role of culture in society. Now that the superstar cellist is nearing 60, he might be excused for wanting to step back a bit and pass the heavy lifting along to others. But no. With energies unabated, Ma remains on a constant quest to, as he puts it, better interpret the world through performances and creative collaborations with like-minded friends, colleagues, and arts and educational institutions, partnerships that leap across national boundaries. Well, I think we've mentioned a few times now that he is one of the world's most recognizable classical musicians. But we also learn, Pam, there at line 4, he's also a committed spokesman.
Right. He's a spokesman for the arts. The statement here says he's a spokesman for the essential role of culture.
Yeah.
In society, culture here just refers to music, art, anything that deals with the arts. And he is a firm believer that you can change things in this world for the better through music.
And that's interesting because I've always thought classical music is classical music, right? And a classical musician just travels the world playing the same 300-year-old pieces. And he's not doing that.
No, he's not. And we'll find out a little bit more about what they're doing. But I would like to encourage our listeners to do what you encouraged me to do earlier today, Josh. Get on YouTube, type in Silk Road Ensemble, and watch and listen to this group play. You'll be amazed. You'll see some traditional instruments. You'll see how much fun they're having on the stage. And you'll get to hear some of the great music they're playing.
It says, now that the superstar cellist is nearing 60, sorry, I already pushed him into his 60s. He's not there yet. And it says he might be excused for wanting to step back a bit. Can you understand that?
Yeah, when you get older, most people are thinking about retiring in their 60s. Well, Yo-Yo Ma has no inclination, no desire to retire. He wants to keep going. He's not getting tired. He still has lots of energy to be the ambassador of the arts.
In that line there, it says, he might be excused. That's actually a figure of speech that we use sometimes. He might be excused, or you might excuse him for that. And what that means, to excuse somebody, means to just kind of understand why they might think something or understand why they do something.
Because he has nothing left to prove, right? I mean, he's won 18 Grammys. He's already, you know, the musical face of classical music.
Well, and the thing is, and a lot of us feel that, you know, oh, it would be so great to be a professional musician, fly around the world, do concerts, press conferences. This is extremely tiring work, and it would wear down a 30-year-old, let alone a 60-year-old person. You know, it's just wear and tear on the body. I can understand why the guy would say, I've already slept in enough hotels.
That's true. It says, pass the heavy lifting along to others. And that's really what he's talking about there, right?
Yeah, that's also a figure of speech, not literally lifting heavy things, but doing the hard work, as Bill said, the traveling and the monotony of traveling in airplane rides and hotels. That's, leave it to the young people.
And there are plenty of up-and-coming musicians, right?
Right.
Classical music, actually, I think, is suffering in some parts, not getting funding, and it's not as popular as it once was, but it's still a going concern
for
many young musicians.
That's right. And if you watch some of these videos, it's fascinating to me because they play a lot of traditional music, what we might call folk music, from different countries.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing some of the traditional instruments from these different countries. So it is kind of a unique area of music, not just what we would term classical, what we think of as classical.
Well, it goes on to say, but no, with energies unabated, he remains on a quest to better interpret the world.
And unabated just means he's not losing strength, he's not losing energy, and it makes me think of our own boss, Doris Brome.
She's on a constant quest.
Yes.
Every day to innovate, to educate, and inspire people.
Right.
And Ma's quest is to better interpret the world through what, Steve?
Through performances and creative collaborations with like-minded friends. So he's collaborating with these traditional folk instrument musicians. And I think this is one reason for his longevity. He is so popular because he's always reinventing himself. He's not just sticking to one style of classical music.
Mm-hmm. And he's been a collaborator for a long time. He was very famous, I think, 10 years ago or so for collaborating with Bobby McFerrin. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of this improvisational singer and had a couple of famous songs.
Don't Worry, Be Happy.
There you go.
Yeah, he's the Don't Worry, Be Happy singer.
So Ma has always been kind of an inclusive guy, but he's taking it to a new height this time.
Well, and I would say, I would call this almost fusion classical music. Fusion being a mixture of all different types of styles, so that's why he's collaborating with these people that share the same idea. They're like-minded, and they all have the same goals. They want to spread this music around and show that you can collaborate across boundaries.
Yeah, because music is unique to every part of the world, right? They interpret their stories, their history through music, but it also binds us together.
Right, and I think, you know, it said earlier that he's on a quest. This is kind of like a long journey. He is not only a musician. I think that is why we can see his staying power. He doesn't just play. He doesn't just perform. He really cares about making the world a better place.
It's true. He's very involved in the arts, very involved in education. He's also a part of the Committee of 100, which I was not familiar with. This is a group of Chinese Americans that are selected for their commitment to improving and educating the world about the contribution of Chinese Americans to society. Isn't that interesting?
That is. I had not heard of it either.
Fascinating. Well, why don't we take a minute before going on in our program to listen to a little Yo-Yo Ma. Wow, Bill, you actually recognize the name of that?
Yeah, I recognize it. It's The Mission by composer Ennio Morricone.
Wow, I am impressed. I had it written down in front of me, but you knew
See?
It.
See? I'm not all talk. I walk the talk.
Well, why don't we learn a little bit more about Yo-Yo Ma as we have our second reading. Going international. For the last 15 years, his principal means of doing that has been his groundbreaking Silk Road Ensemble, an international nonprofit music collective dedicated to cross-cultural ambassadorship. Through its performances and more than 70 commissions, the group and its parent Silk Road Project are fusing different musical traditions to create a new kind of music for the 21st century. A synthesis whose larger purpose is, in his words, to help us understand each other in our global society. If that sounds highfalutin, the music that Ma and his Silk Roaders put out there can be anything but. Their concerts of cross-cultural exchange often resemble global block parties more than concerts, packed with the exhilaration of discovery. A fresh perspective. In a recent phone interview, Ma took time out to explain how he's managed to keep things fresh and new over the life of his ensemble. The nice thing is there's no lack of content, he said. Really, the world is the content. Our mixing and matching of repertory and players helps us better interpret the world. We change, the environment changes. How do we react to it? That's an interesting question we've been asking ourselves the last couple of years. Well, Pam mentioned what the name of the group that Yo-Yo Ma has been involved with. It's called Silk Road Ensemble. And describe that a bit to us, Steve.
Okay, an ensemble, first of all, is a musical group. And the Silk Road name comes from that road that connects the East to Europe. And so I like the name, how he's using that as a way to connect people. That's his goal. That's the ensemble's goal, is to connect people through the arts, through music. And so it's a nonprofit group. That means they're not out to make money. This isn't the purpose for the group. The purpose, again, is to better interpret the world, bring understanding to each other as a global society.
We had actually done an article in advance about 5 or 6 years ago called on the Silk Road project, and it's really encouraging to see that this thing is still sustaining itself. You know, a lot of artists get great ideas, and we're going to change the world and do this, and then after about a year, it just dies. But this idea continues, and in fact, it looks like it's getting stronger.
And it's a collective, it's called. And that's a word we usually hear around the arts, right?
Right, that's exactly right. It's just an organization that's usually owned or run by the people who are involved, and more times than not, a nonprofit. They're not trying to make money.
That's right. Though they do collect donations, and they sell tickets to their concerts, but I'm sure there's a lot of cost associated with moving these artists around, and they bring a ton of stuff to the shows. The stages look packed from the videos we saw, right?
Right.
You saw one person at your show, Bill. Mm-hmm. These are shows with 12 or 15 musicians playing all at once.
Yeah, and just transporting. Imagine the equipment that they have to transport and the care that you have to put into that, make sure it's not damaged.
Yeah, because Yo-Yo Ma's cello is a little pricey, right?
What were you saying, Josh? How old is it?
It was, it's 300 years old, and it's cost about $2.5 million.
Wow.
You know, I think one time he left it in a taxi.
He did, exactly. And they returned it unharmed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have that thing handcuffed to my wrist.
Well, they're performing, as we said, as well as more than 70 commissions. That means when someone has requested them to play a certain piece, right? To commission an artist means to kind of give them an assignment. And they're fusing different musical traditions. And you tease us with that word fusion. There's the verb, right? Fuse. Put
right.
Something together.
Yeah, fusion would be the noun. Fusing means to be to put things together. Usually we also might think of like restaurants. It might be fusion restaurants. They fuse different styles, maybe like European and Chinese dishes. They'll call it a fusion restaurant.
And the synthesis, whose larger purpose is to help us understand each other in our global society.
Synthesis we can actually see under our vocabulary focus, but it's just a mixing of things to create something that's new, totally new.
And that's a great goal, isn't it, Steve, to help us connect and understand each other, that, yes, we're all from different places, but we can kind of have a common language together through music.
That's right. So, again, going with that Silk Road idea, you're transporting yourself and people across borders. Borders don't really matter. We said earlier that music is a language of the soul, of the heart, that appeals to everybody and it speaks to everyone's heart. There's really no border for music. And so I think that's the idea here. He wants to transcend borders and help the global society.
I put a short list together of just one of their concerts, the types of music they're playing. Sicilian, Persian, Indian, Irish, Italian, and Venezuelan.
And Josh, I discovered they're playing on some of those national traditional instruments as
wow.
well from the various countries.
It's like a world tour in one evening.
Well, what's great is a lot of times many people in the audience will have never heard any music from Venezuela or Persia and or Iran, of course, for now. But this exposes people to the beauty of all of these different music styles.
It's incredible. Well, we go on in our last paragraph to say it's a fresh perspective. It's new, a way to keep things fresh in his life. And then our author goes on to have a short phone interview with Ma, and he says that the nice thing is there's no lack of content.
Because he's looking out to the entire world, every nation in the world. Content would be the material that you use to produce whatever your art is, in his case, the music. But the world is his... provides the content.
He says they're mixing and matching of repertory and players. So it's not the same people in every show.
It's not the same people, and it's not the same songs. It's not the same instruments. And that's kind of what's fun about this, is each show could be different and fresh and exciting. You don't really know what you're getting, but you do know that it will be exciting and fresh.
Yeah, repertory there, it can represent a couple different things. I'm thinking of as far as the structure of the band.
Mm-hmm.
And one night they may have, you know, five cello players, five violin players, and five trumpet players. Just, I'm keeping it simple. And the next night you can completely change the structure to, you know, two cello players, five trombone players, six drummers. That's what we're talking about, the repertory, the structure.
Well, you mentioned YouTube, and that certainly, those images, the Silk Road, didn't look like what we would traditionally envision him being. That's what the images there on page 14 are, a little bit more of the traditional Yo-Yo Ma images I have in my head, right?
That's exactly right. But what our listeners will see, if they watch some of these Silk Road ensemble videos, you'll see a number of artists on the stage. They're dressed very casually. Everyone seems to be having a great time, going back to that block party idea. And it doesn't give you that feeling of traditional classical music where the musicians look very serious and somber and kind of stuffy.
Mm-hmm.
Even these people are having a great time, and the audiences are too.
Well, we've had a great time in our first day as we look at the Silk Road Project and Yo-Yo Ma. And we want to thank Bill for stepping in a little guest role today.
It's great to be here, and this is really, you know, fortuitous for me to stop by and have you talk about Yo-Yo Ma, or as we say in this part of the world, Ma Yo-Yo.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate him, and particularly since I was able to see him, can really appreciate what he's doing with this Silk Road project.
Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for joining us, listeners, and we'll be back tomorrow for another look at Yo-Yo Ma. Until then, goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.